live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Maddie, can you put this in the rotation?
Absolutely.
Barrett Baber's song is just catchy as syphilis.
Ozark Mountain, I don't think people get syphilis anymore.
I think that was so naive. I mean, as catchy as it used to be. Hey, start off the new year with a new Chevrolet. If you're going to be driving around checking out all the things that are great about Arkansas, see the redesigned 2014 Silverado. Every time we drive by a Corvette now, my kids freak out. Dad, there's a Corvette! I'm like, I know the new Corvettes are cool. Why can't we get one?
Did you see?
Do you want to go to college?
Didn't a bunch of Corvettes fall into some sinkhole?
Yes, at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's extremely sad.
Buddy,
I know.
I mean, of all the places for sinkholes,
it couldn't
to
hit. It couldn't hit like the Ford Escort factory or something.
Yoko Ono's DJing studio.
Exactly.
And let's be honest,
I'm just bitter about my Escort. Sorry, my 1981 Escort. They've come a long way. Ford has a lot of awesome vehicles. I don't know about that.
You know what? I was thinking about that.
Mine was light blue too.
The folks now are so fortunate. Even kids now,
they have no
idea. First cars.
How many
are so
cars
affordable.
Did you have that didn't have power locks? Didn't have power windows?
I didn't even want it.
In my day, we didn't have a cruise control.
The car I currently have doesn't have power locks or windows.
Shut your mouth.
I swear.
What?
That's for safety reasons.
Okay, you know what? It's time to get you to...
Where can I go?
All new Lander Chevrolet. Go see Tim Hall. Tim, can you hook up Matty T? My gosh.
No, that's for safety reasons. He doesn't have power locks.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you ever crash your car, you're not going to get stuck in there because of the locks. That's for sure.
That's true.
501-315-2500. The all new Lander Chevrolet. It's just west of high pressure on...
I-30.
Just west of high pressure, buddy. I-30. Landers.com. It's Landers Chevrolet. So, Matty T, we got to get you down there, get you hooked up with Timmy Hall.
This is the year of Landers.
Oh, my gosh.
The year of Matty T.
Color me
clean
shocked.
In 2014.
Danny.
Hey, I want to know what y'all thought about that Arizona State, Arizona referee blowing that game, you know.
Yeah, that was bad.
That guy, actually, when they went over and looked at the score table at the monitor, they would have saw that he was hanging on the rim with 0.5 seconds, and they clearly said it's a technical and it's supposed to be technical foul shot. So how did they manage to blow that?
That is a question that probably nobody can answer, because certainly he should have been teed up for that.
You know what I always say, Danny? Those who live in glass arenas should not throw stones. Or whatever.
That would have made it interesting, though.
Yeah, it would have been awesome, actually. So, I don't know. Slam dunk contest was hot garbage, says Deadspin.com. I couldn't agree more. And I understand trying to reinvigorate what is an event that has struggled to some degree. Why is the three-point shootout so compelling and the slam dunk contest not? You know what would be better, Pat? How about this for an idea? What if they played horse or played pig or played knockout, where I do a dunk and if you can't do it, you're out? That would be more fun to me than what they did
contest.
The other day. Yes. The dunk contest the other day was the biggest travesty of the entire weekend. I was a little bit concerned about the opening act. This is a true story. Before the game, my son came in the living room and was watching the festivities, and he said, "Is this wrestling?" I said, "Wrestling?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "No, this is basketball." He said, "Well, I've never seen a basketball game like this." I'm like, "Well, I haven't either."
Basketball game
but,
like
you know,
this.
And the music ended up being really good, and the sort of the pregame was good. I don't know about...
I'll tell you what the
bringing
problem
the players
is.
Out. It was a little weird. Anyway, the dunk contest sucked, and Snoop Dogg was awesome.
I'll tell you what the problem is, and I don't know if they can ever get back to this. What made the dunk contest so much fun for us was you had the better players, or the guys who we perceived as the high flyer dunker type players in the NBA. You had those guys competing in it, and you also had a couple guys with no names who could kind of come out of. Remember Skywalker?
Yeah,
that one time,
Kenny
Skywalker out of
what
nowhere.
What about D. Brown?
D. Brown out
up
of nowhere.
Shoes.
The excitement was
but
you
Pat,
knew you were going to see.
But there are plenty of guys
Jordan,
who are great dunkers.
I know they just don't want to get in. There's no reason.
No, I mean there are plenty of great dunkers who were in the contest.
Sure, sure. I guess my point is,
why
you,
screw
you
the
could
format?
See, you could see LeBron and just throw it a no-name guy that was in the dunk contest. We'll say XYZ player.
Oh, XYZ is good.
Have the same or even a little bit better than dunked in LeBron James, but the difference is it's LeBron and everyone's going to go nuts. And
it's always been a popularity contest. Michael Jordan screwed Dominique Wilkins back in the day when they were in Chicago.
Think about it. Think about it.
But that's part of it. It's like, guess what? That's figure skating. That's anything else is judged.
The only way they'll get back to the excitement of the dunk contest is not by coming up with these gimmicks, is just by somehow getting the top level guys entering.
Can I have an idea?
Yes.
Here's an idea. You get a 3 or 5 man panel, and you have a fan vote. So the fans can text in XYZ for player A, XYX for player B, and the winner gets a fan vote. And then that can be the deciding factor. So you have like 4 panelists plus a fan vote. That reinvigorates the event.
It won't matter.
The dunks were not that hard to judge. That's not that big a deal.
And it's not about the dunks. Just like with the 3-point contest, it's not about the shooting. It's about watching these. It's about when you talk about Jordan and Wilkins back in the day going head-to-head, it was about those two names. Not so much, oh, Jordan did the kiss the rim, and they were fantastic dunks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can go back to convincing guys like LeBron James now in his 8th, 9th, 10th, whatever year he's in.
I don't need him in it. It can be compelling anyway.
I just don't think John Wall, and I like John Wall,
he's
but
great.
If John Wall does the same dunk LeBron does, LeBron gets a 50, John Wall gets a 40.
But John Wall is the only guy that's in the contest.
That
LeBron
like.
Won't be, so it's
I
fine.
I do like him, that I know.
Yeah, but my point is, I mean, you got George from the Pacers. I mean, you had some good guys.
Paul George.
My deal is it ain't the guys. It's the way it's formatted. Just leave it alone. Let the fans be involved in it. The 3-point contest is always good. It's a simple format. It's basic. I will say this. I didn't like him doing the whole rack of money
balls.
Yeah,
that was dumb. That was dumb.
Thank
I don't
you.
Get it.
Don't screw it up. The drama was great. I hated the joke, as I said before, it didn't do as well. And they get the Italian kid from, or whatever he is, from
Bellinelli.
San Antonio
Marco.
Winning. And see, again, you're talking about a guy that doesn't have star power.
He had an ugly jump shot, too.
He's not star power.
Not even close to star power.
Well, no offense
but
to Larry Legend, but he didn't have the most, like, classic jump shot.
They should have.
He just made them all.
A legend side of it. You have Reggie Miller, Kerr, Bird.
Jeff Hornacek.
Horny!
That'd be fun.
Craig Hodges?
Yeah.
Or how about this? The winner of the regular one each year for the, you know, we'll compete against one NBA legend.
I'd much rather
shooter.
See the legends do that than play in this. How was the celebrity game? I didn't see it.
I'm off the celebrity game.
Okay.
Arnie Duncan is just
Who
killing
won?
Everybody left, right. Mike and Mike played. I don't know.
Who
Kevin
won?
Hart. I don't know.
Who got
I
the MVP?
Know. I don't know. Was it Arnie Duncan again?
I don't know. Overtime's coming up next.
It's
last but not least.
Everybody.
86% of NFL players have no problem with a gay teammate. You believe it?
85%
don't have a problem with it. However, 76% said they would shower with a gay teammate. But 86% have no problem. I don't think those jive very well.